AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Arizona has a new governor.
I, Kathleen Marie Hobbs, do solemnly swear.
Katie Hobbs was sworn in today in a private ceremony. A public event is scheduled for Thursday. Hobbs is the first Democrat to hold the office in Arizona since 2009. Hobbs narrowly defeated Republican Kerry Lake, a former television anchor who was backed by former President Donald Trump. Trevor Bickford, a man accused of attacking police with a machete near New York's Times Square New Year's Eve, was arrested on charges of attempted murder. Police are looking into whether he was motivated by Islamic extremism. Bickford was shot in the shoulder by police. A possible strike is looming by nurses in New York as nurses at one hospital reached a tentative agreement.
The pact affecting 4,000 nurses at New York Presbyterian Hospital awaits ratification. Contract talks between nurses and seven other hospitals resume this week to avert a strike by 12,000 nurses as early as next Monday. Their contracts expired last week. The New York State Nurses Association said in a statement, striking is always a last resort. The nurses have been calling for what they described as safe staffing levels, fair wages, no cuts to their health coverage, and health and safety protections in light of the triple-demic, COVID, RSV, and the flu. Julie Walker, New York.
Six people were killed when a minivan trying to overtake a vehicle in a no-passing zone on a Texas highway crashed head-on into an SUV, which was then rear-ended by another vehicle. Tesla says it sold a record 1.3 million vehicles last year, but the number fell short of CEO Elon Musk's pledge to grow the company sales by 50% nearly every year. Three construction workers were killed today, two others hurt, when scaffolding collapsed in an industrial accident at a job site in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is AP News. A former tennis great has been diagnosed with cancer.
Martina Navratilova says she's been hit with what she calls a double whammy, throat and breast cancer. In a statement released by her representative, the 18-time Grand Slam singles champ says her prognosis is good and she will start treatment this month. The 66-year-old, who previously underwent treatment for early-stage breast cancer in 2010, says, quote, "It's going to stink for a while, but I will fight with all I have got." I'm Shelley Adler.
Purdue solidified its number one ranking in the Associated Press men's college basketball poll following UConn's first loss of the season. Number two, Houston. Number three, Kansas. Each moved up a spot. UConn dropped to fourth. Arizona's fifth. South Carolina finished the year how it started. Number one in the AP Top 25 Women's Basketball Poll. Stanford, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and UConn round out the top five. Ed Donahue, AP News.